From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Covering the war in Iraq is incredibly difficult and increasingly dangerous. That came into stark focus again today with the announcement from ABC News that two of their local Iraqi journalists had been murdered. Soundman Saif Laith Youssef and cameraman Alauddin Aziz were driving home from the network's Baghdad bureau yesterday when armed men stopped them and forced them from their car. Their deaths were confirmed by the network today. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from our Baghdad bureau. And Annie, we want to talk to you about the dangers of reporting in Iraq, and in particular about the local Iraqi journalists that companies like ABC and companies like NPR rely on so much. First, before we get to that, what more can you tell us about this incident?
There's really not a lot to say other than this incident happened about 100 yards from their houses. You know, they were taken from their cars, as you reported. Their bodies were found today at the Baghdad morgue.
Is there any reason to think that these men might have been targeted because they were working for a Western news company?
Of course, it's possible, but it could be for any number of reasons. It could be simply criminal. It could be sectarian. And it could be because somebody knew that they worked for a Western news organization, although most Iraqis who work for Western news organizations tell no one but their most immediate family members because of that risk.
Now, they tell no one, and yet some of our own staff, NPR staff, working there in Baghdad, Abdullah Miziad, Israel Rubei, Salim Amir, have all appeared on our air talking about their lives in Iraq. It seems that at a time like this, an incident would have to be very scary for them and also for all of you that are reporting there in Baghdad.
There was a real chill here today, I have to say, in the bureau. You know, the questions were, why were they killed? What happened? Because frankly, even though the risk for them working for the Western news organizations is great, and they take risks every day going out for us, the risks of them just at home is enormous. Every single one of them has had to move because they are either Sunni or Shiite. The last of them, I won't give his name, had to move this week because the Mehdi militia, loyal to radical cleric Muqtada Sadr, came back in the neighborhood and started to demand $100 a month for so-called security. But he knew that there was more to it than that and that the demands would grow. And finally, he persuaded his family they had to get out.
ABC's correspondent there in Baghdad, Terry McCarthy, said today that the local Iraqi journalists are the network's eyes and ears. And Annie, I've heard you say similar things about the people who work there with you. Could you help us understand a little bit the reporting relationship between the Western journalist and the Iraqi journalist?
Well, you know, it's certainly not the way I'd like to work, but I rely on them in so many ways. I mean, we talk about a story, and the question comes up, can I go there? Often they'll say, you can't go there because you'll get killed. Or you can't go there because you'll get me killed. But I can go there if I'm very subtle. And, I mean, we've had several meetings where, you know, we'll all get together in the morning and say, what is possible? And in the end, more often than not, it's they who go out. And they know the texture of life. They see everything day in and day out. They know what goes on in their respective neighborhoods. And it is those stories that have contributed to our coverage. I could not do this without them. And, you know, on the one hand, I hate sending them out. And on the other hand, they're stubborn and they say, no, we've got this great story. We want to tell you about what's really going on in Baghdad and in Iraq.
Annie, I had asked if there was reason to think that the journalists, the ABC journalists that were killed, were attacked because they were journalists. In general, have the insurgents or the extremists been targeting Iraqi journalists?
Yes. I mean, there have been, over the past 4 years, well over 100 journalists, mainly Iraqis, who have been killed just in the past 3 weeks. Three journalists up in Kirkuk were killed in a drive-by shooting. Earlier this month, gunmen stormed the non-sectarian radio Dijla. They killed a couple of people there, wounded five. And then if that wasn't enough, they came back the next day and burned the studios to the ground.
Annie, when you go out or when the Iraqi journalists go out, moving from one part of the city to the other often means moving past checkpoints. And I understand that that presents particular challenges. and dangers.
Absolutely, because first of all, you don't know if they're an official security checkpoint or if they are a militia or extremist, Sunni extremist checkpoint. So what do you do? My staff basically, as do most Iraqis, they now carry Shiite and Sunni ID cards, hoping they're going to bring out the right one at the right point. I know that the ABC staff going home apparently did not have press credentials with them because that would have been a liability.
Annie, you have gone back to Iraq time and time and time again. And I know when you come back to the States, you probably face some tough conversations with your own family members about why you go back. Why do you go back?
Because it's worth it. A, because of this Iraqi staff who I work with. I mean, they make it possible. It's not the ideal way to report, but they have worked with me. And as I say, they're like my family. Listen, I choose to do this. Nobody forces me to do it. I can go home at any time. My staff cannot go anywhere.
Ann Garrels, thank you.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Ann Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.
Here are some of the other stories from Iraq today. 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in 2 separate attacks. 3 were killed by an explosion near Diyala. 2 others were killed south of Baghdad. And U.S. soldiers and helicopters battled about 50 people who attacked a U.S. base in the center of Bakuba. That's about 35 miles northeast of Baghdad. The Army says the battle lasted most of the morning and that 6 insurgents died in the attack. Also today, a military spokesman said there were signs that 3 U.S. soldiers captured in Iraq last weekend may still be alive. But they also said there are a few reports to the contrary. Some 6,000 troops, 4,000 Americans and 2,000 Iraqis, are still searching for the missing soldiers. FBI agents and Australian forensics experts are also now working on the investigation.